So you have something to say, do you? Say it to my face or to my email. I'm Chris Cuomo. It's great to have you here on the Chris Cuomo Project. We're going to go through viewer comments, big range of issues and where you're coming from on it, why you like, don't like, want to know more about where I was. So thanks for subscribing and following, checking out the Substack ad-free. You're going to get to do videos with me, even better than comments. And I say we do it right now. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today, use the code CCP, and get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hello, my name is Emil from Yonkers, and my questions are, have you heard of Project 2025, and would you please opine on the ideology of the plan and whether it is just a conspiracy theory? Thank you.
No, I haven't been following Project 2025, and I don't believe in any kind of presidential transition that, you know, I just, look, the two-party system only works to advantage. Whatever they promise you, whatever they say they're going to be, I don't even know what conservative means anymore. Conservative just means Biden is bad. The same people who said they wanted to get back to the constitutional principles and do things for the people when Trump was under assault by the Democrats immediately did the same thing. Immediately. So, you know, I'm not following it. It doesn't really matter to me because I see the parties as being all about advantage. There is no philosophy. There are no policies. It's just all proving the other side is worse and doing the absolute minimum while you're in office.
Can you speak to what the project actually is? If I'm not mistaken, it's that thing where they're like the Heritage Foundation and a bunch of right-wing groups are.
So here, the 2025 Presidential Transition Project. The project is from a consortium of organizations, and it has a policy agenda, a personnel database, training so that you can be part of it, a 180-day playbook. It's got an advisory board that is like they're all conservative organizations. And it paves the way for an effective conservative administration based on 4 pillars: policy, the personnel database, the administration academy, and a playbook for the first 180 days. Look, this is fine. I'm fine with, you know, political movements and people who want it to be about ideology. That's great. It's just not how the party system works.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Washington State. And I just want to let you know that I am so happy that you spoke about why the administration is not talking about prices and how people are upset by them. Biden has already lost my vote. I'm a school teacher. I work on a Native American reservation, and I commute round trip 75 miles a day, and we're not paid well. I'm a teacher on a single income, and I'm 66 years old, and I have no savings. I have no retirement. I probably will teach until they're ready to put me in a casket because I can't save. Anyway, thank you so much. And hopefully Biden and his admin will start to listen.
Thank you. Thank you for being a teacher. That sucks. We don't take care of the people who take care of us. And it's wrong. It's been wrong for a long time.
And I really wish the private sector would get involved in this, in creating more educational institutions, funding them, funding teachers, funding pathways to different types of employment. I think we got to rethink education, and we got to rethink what we value in our society. We got to value something in our society other than advantage, one over another, one side over another. It doesn't make any sense that the people that we trust our kids to aren't treated with the respect and the means that they need to do the job the best way they can. And yet so many of you overcome that and do extraordinary things anyway. And politics is about feel. And it doesn't matter what I show you in the data. If your particular pocketbook is light or feels light or things feel harder, that's what matters in politics. Politics is persuasion, and perspective is important, but perception is often reality.
Oh, hey, this is Fred from Hemet, California. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm really impressed with your show. I wasn't a fan a long time ago, but I like you. You're pretty fit. You're about as old as me. But anyway, I do the UFOs. I'll build the motor. I can almost do it in my garage, but I'm not going to do that because every time I do that, somebody steals it. And it's just, so if you want a motor or just a design or anything, hey man, text me. I'm on TikTok. Yes, my plasma generator taps into the fourth state of matter and can recreate invisibility, levitation, and hypersonic speed. That's a lot. You should check me out.
That's what I'm talking about. We are definitely texting you, and I want to see your designs for the engine. I promise I won't steal them, but I definitely want to see it, and I thank you for the good word. And I can't wait to see it, because those are some really big terms you've been throwing around there. Invisibility, supersonic. I'm digging it. We're going to text you. Want to see your designs. Appreciate it.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Cozy Earth. Did you know that 35% of us report experiencing poor sleep quality? Not that big a surprise, but you got to go a layer deeper. Why? Why? Because I have something that will transform your sleep problem. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Little funny side note, my wife just left to go from our apartment out to our house where we live. Guess what she took with her in her bag? The sheets. Ha! I gotta get another set. She took the Cozy Earth from the apartment. I don't know what I'm sleeping on tonight. Cozy Earth bedding are temperature regulating. That's the technology. That's the key. So what they do is literally adapt to your body's needs. And that helps tailor the sleep experience to you. They use only the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness. And that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Use my promo code, Chris, at checkout, and you'll get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to write in the Chris Cuomo Project, please. The Chris Cuomo Project is supported by All American Assets. Why? Because you need somebody to help you make the decisions. What do I do to get away from the markets? Should I just put my money in a tin can? No. But what you can do is hold physical gold and silver. And I'm not just talking about burying it in a chest like some pirate. You can put it in your 401k. You can put it in your IRA. Most people only think that you can get stocks, right? You know, maybe some bonds or something like that. But you didn't know that you could invest in your retirement accounts with these types of investments. Hard silver, hard gold. All American Assets offers a wide selection of different gold and silver products, all delivered right to your door or to a depository in safe, discreet, fully insured packaging. And if you got a 401k from a previous employer, or if you got an IRA, an IRA, you can just roll it over into physical gold and silver. You can also make a purchase with cash and fund your account by sending a check or wire. Now is the opportune moment. Start investing in precious metals, safeguarding your savings against these volatile markets. Visit allamericanassets.com for your free gold and silver investment guide, or go and call 888-390-2522. And you can learn how to turn your paper savings into gold, literally. Again, 888-390-2522 or visit allamericanassets.com.
And now some YouTube comments. This is from at the Bella to you. This is from your interview with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I may have voted for him before his stance on COVID-19 vaccines. Those of us without tin hats think he's got a few screws loose. That said, I could change my mind.
So then maybe you have a screw loose. No. Well, look, here's the paradox, is that most of his basis of support comes from anti-vaxxers, which makes it tricky for him to move off the stance that they believe him to have, which I think is different than his actual stance, at least as evidenced in my conversations with him. The vaccine is tricky. Why? Because it's incomplete. Because there are unknowns. Because it was rushed. Because it was different than the normal process. Because we don't know how to read the outcomes. And because it's been politically weaponized. You've got a long way to go before you have to decide whom to vote for. And I would do what is hardest to do. Stay open and be a critical thinker.
This is from J. Bond 1991. Could be James Bond. Could be Jim Bond, for all we know. Former Trump supporter, now Team Kennedy. If people actually listen to this man, they will realize his unique balanced intelligence based on common sense, not personal political agendas. A rare man. Most media outlets don't include him in polls. Pure political collusion. 233 people like that remark.
One, that's proof of the premise that Bobby may be drawing from the Trump base, which would make some sense because, you know, even though he's had his own ups and downs in life and he has some controversies, it's nothing like Trump. And if there are a lot of people who feel the way this guy does, you have a problem in this election because he's going to blow up the two-party system. He's going to, look, the guy's a Democrat, okay? So it's interesting to hear Trumpers say they might vote for a Democrat. Remember, he's only not running as a Democrat because they won't let him, okay? So basically, you're proving that you don't really give a shit about the party. It's really that it's just about what's triggering you. And the parties try to capitalize on that. And he got boxed out from the party, so he has to be an independent, which again is just because of this damn system. Got a long way to go. Bobby's going to be tested. He's going to have to be open to more than just what he's talked about so far. And he's got a lot to overcome. So let's see where we go. But we could be in H. Ross Perot land. And if you Google that, P-E-R-O-T, look what influence he had on the presidency.
This is also from the RFK interview. Andre L.A. Boy 3314 writes, still forgetting the lav mic in the opening statement after all those years at CNN. Good interview otherwise. We have your News Nation producer film a video of you as like a behind the scenes kind of thing for the Kennedy interview. It was on the phone and you weren't mic'd up because they didn't have a mic. It was just the phone. So he's calling out the fact that we had to run the audio through a podcast enhancer because you didn't have a mic on.
Who the fuck cares? You guys are so obsessed with negativity and your gotchas. You really feel like even if you come up with something as inconsequential and meaningless, especially in a media environment where you guys don't give a rat's hiney about quality. You watch YouTube and videos that suck, where the quality is terrible and the editing is terrible and gimmicky like the 80s. And yet you'd be like, oh, I got Cuomo about his mic. It's pathetic.
Gotcha.
Focus on what matters. I don't give a shit about whether or not I have a lav or not. Okay? I don't care. I've been doing this a long time. And you know what I've learned is this. All the attention to detail and the perfection and the lighting and the sound and the do it over because there's a dog three blocks over. You guys don't give a damn. And now you're proving it. Because all the things that are popular for you are so poorly produced. The biggest podcast, okay? You've got Rogan with cans on, okay? 1960s technology, sitting in a room that's just soundproofed, a big table with guys that you only see a fraction of the time. And that's the biggest podcast. And then you have Smartless with three legit movie stars on it, right? And they're all on audio. You don't even see them most of the time. But you've caught that love. Good for you.
This is from your interview with the Green Prince. Crimvenal writes, I don't get what the point of this is. Why does he not talk about the occupation?
People throw around the word occupation like it justifies anything that Hamas does. Israel is in control for a reason. It's because the terrorists and malefactors south of their border and northeast of their border pose existential threats to them. They try to kill them on a regular basis. Now, has that resulted in an untenable harshness for the people of Gaza? Yes. Should it change? Yes. But if you're so absolutist in your notions, this occupation has to end. Get rid of the terror organization. Oh yeah, but it was like this before. No, not exactly. And degree matters. And it's never going to get better, even if you are right, which you're not, as long as a terror organization is in control. And this is the first time in my life that I have ever heard anyone, yeah, but a terror attack. Yeah, but what happened before? The IDF is making a big mistake not releasing the October 7th video right now.
This is from your episode about grievance culture. Todd Souder 117 writes, "Hi, Chris. I followed and enjoyed your podcast for a while. This episode struck a chord with me, but it wasn't just about the content. It was about your delivery. The passion and articulation you brought to bear was powerful. You gave words to something that I've been feeling for quite some time. You've inspired me to double down on presenting positive solutions in my own life and in my discourse with others."
Good. I'm glad. Anything that I can do that helps you in your own life, that is proof of premise here, proof of purpose. Thank you for the generous assessment. And that's what it's all about, is just trying to convey ideas to you and information so that you can use it as grist for your own mill, you know, food for your own choice process, to be a critical thinker. So if I'm helping you, awesome. Awesome. That makes me very happy. Thank you.
On the flip side of that, Petro Castillarsis 1897 writes, "Congratulations, you created your worst video clip yet. How about that for addiction to grievance? Why? I congratulated you. Bravo, Chris."
Oh, you're being ironic, because you are addicted to grievance. And you're probably very slow to compliment people. Why? Because it makes you feel weak. Makes you feel like you're elevating them. Makes you feel like less. It's hard to compliment people. You got to be confident to do that. It's easy to say people suck. It also relieves you of the burden of having an argument. See what I'm saying? So if you don't like it, don't watch it. If you don't like me, I'm easy to ignore. All right? But if you're going to come at me, have something that's worthwhile. Otherwise, you're just more proof of the problem. But that's okay. We need proof of the problem because it keeps me coming, baby.
Oh, my. Okay, Chris, before we wrap this episode up, the last time we did a comments episode, you remarked you never had a chopped cheese sandwich before. Do you like chopped cheese?
I don't even know what that is.
Never had a chopped cheese sandwich?
No, what is it?
It's like a New York State. It's like a hamburger that's diced up and they put on a bunch of peppers and seasoning with, and they put on like a hoagie and cheese, obviously. It's like a hamburger that it's like a cross between a hamburger.
First of all, this is not
it's like a bodega food.
This is not a New York thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is. Yes,
you
it
may
is.
Have had it in New York.
This is 100%. Everybody knows this is a New York thing. You gave me your credit card a few minutes ago. I'm trying to find it.
Great.
it's in one of my pockets, I swear. They didn't ask me for an ID. I got to use your card, no problem. I guess I was an authorized user. But in addition to the sandwiches you always get us, I got this. It's a chopped cheese sandwich. Split into three pieces. I want you to try this. I want you to take a bite of it. I'd love to know what you think.
But hold on a second.
It's a New York staple, the chopped cheese sandwich.
No. Okay? It is not a New York staple. Okay? Now, here's my question to you. And I'm telling you, I'll go right down there to these guys and get the answer. When you walked in, did you ask them?
If they knew who I was, they're like, yeah, you're Chris Cuomo.
No,
I see your credit card.
No, they love you. When you walked in, did you say, may I have a chopped cheese sandwich?
Yes, they knew immediately. There was no negotiation here. They knew how
it's
to make
it. It's not
this.
On the menu.
Nothing is on the menu. It's like every sandwich
Whole
has a crazy name to it. Like, no, it's like any deli you go
you
into.
You said, let me have a chopped cheese. They didn't say like, ¿qué? And you didn't have to describe what the sandwich was that you wanted?
No, their question was like, what size? And I got one large enough for the three of us to split here. Amherst is off camera. You're sitting here.
Well, first of all, it's very nice that you thought to get us a sandwich to share
on your card,
as opposed to getting me a sandwich. Which
oh no, I got our sandwich. I got the rest of our sandwiches too. We got a King's Feast.
So
here.
This is a. This is a hamburger. A hero roll.
No, it's a chopped cheese sandwich. They melt the cheese on the meat.
I don't even taste any cheese.
I'm sure it's in there. You're a real New Yorker now. You've had a chopped cheese sandwich.
Not a New Yorker.
Maybe you might be from Queens, but now you've had a real taste of New York City.
This is not a New York thing.
I already read the Wikipedia and stuff. It's a New York thing.
It's good.
It's healthy. It's got all those vegetables on there.
I can feel my heart slowing down.
That's why I had them split it into three. It's like, there's no way.
I love that I get to split my sandwich with you two, and you got your own sandwich.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to eat this. I thought you might.
Did you get me another sandwich?
Yeah, I got your regular sandwich here.
Okay, very generous with my card.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like I used your money to pay for this, and of course my time.
Thank you for doing it. It's just one reason that I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, and I hope you enjoy the rest of it.
Thank you, brother. You love to call, and I love to answer your calls. So keep them coming and join the Substack. No ads and even more interaction, okay? Subscribe and follow. Thank you very much for doing it. News Nation, 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. every weekday night Eastern. Thank you for watching. Appreciate you. You can stream it on the News Nation app as well. I'll see you soon. Keep the comments coming. Let's get after it.